نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, beloved youth, the esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International and Sirius FM and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, this trip of ours, our theme is the Honorable Sahaba, beloved companions and students of the Master alayhi salatu salam, and the awliyaullah rahimahullah, those selected servants of Almighty Allah jalla wa ala. Let us just see what Almighty Allah teaches us regarding the awliyaullah. Allah ta'ala states, ala inna awliya allahi la khawfun alayhim wa lahum yahzanun. The awliya are the special servants of Allah. There is no fear for them and there is no sadness for them. Who are those people? Alladhina amanu wa kanu yattaqun. They have the greatest iman and at all times, all places, circumstances, they have the quality of taqwa. So every sahabi, definitely, he is a wali of Allah. And remember, their rank is much greater than the people who came after them. So today in our talk we discussed about Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu an, Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu an. So today we will discuss now about Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu an. It was the first of Muharram, the year 24 after Hijrah, he becomes Amirul Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu an. Who is Sayyidina Uthman? He is that personality, he has one distinction, no person ever will have it in future, and no person in the past ever had it. What is that? He was Zunnurain. He was the master Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam son-in-law by marrying Sayyida Ruqayya radiallahu ta'ala anha. She passes away, and thereafter Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam allows him, Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu, to marry the other daughter of Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyida Umme Kulthum radiallahu anhu. So his title is Zunnurain, the person who possessed two lights, two radiance, two effulgence, the beloved daughters of Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It never happened in history. From the time of Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam till Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that one personality married two daughters of the same Nabi, one after the other, except for Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu. Wa ma adraka man Uthman. Do we know who is Sayyidina Uthman, my brothers? I'll just show you his legacy, his contribution to Islam. We all love and desire to go to Madinah Munawwara, Makkah Mukarramah, where the Qibla is, where the Mihrab is, the Imam stands there, so right in front. Now they brought it a bit back. So you must remember that Mihrab, that niche, the semicircle, is known as Mihrab Uthmani. The Qibla in Madinah Munawwara is a southern direction. He, Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu an, he used his own personal money and he said, I'm going to extend Masjid Nabawi. Some Sahaba even asked him, what need is there? He said, I want to practice on one hadith of Rahmatulil Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man bana lillahi masjida, banallahu lahu baytan fil jannah. I want a huge magnificent palace in Jannah. Hence, here I am extending Masjid Nabawi with my own personal wealth. Imagine his intention. And if you open Sahih Muslim, you will find the incident there. When there was no water, paucity, shortage of water, remember till today, my brothers, that well is functioning. The karamat of Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu. One day if you come and we are in Medina, you must tell me, then we will show you and take you to the well, and you will see till today the two Pakistanis who are working for the Arab, night time they go, they fill up the tankers and they bring the water from Bir Usman radiallahu anhu. Can you imagine? Sayyidina Usman ruled this Ummah from 24 right to 35 after Hijrah. We are in 1442. And till today the water is gushing out from that well of Sayyidina Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu warda. That was their ikhlas, their sincerity, solely, only for the love and pleasure of Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala. Go open the Quran Sharif, Surah Tawbah, and go see what happened during the Battle of Tabuk. It is the 9th year of the Hijrah. Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam announces midsummer, when the dates and the khajur, the rutab, are smiling in their faces, leave all your crops and harvest. Every male who's able, capable, you must come with me, and we are going to Tabuk. Because the Byzantine army, the Roman army is mobilizing, organizing themselves. Mustadrak Hakim's hadith, 30,000 sahaba, men, all assembled. We ready, ya Nabi Allah, ya Rasulullah. The logistics, who's going to do that? Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu came. He said, ya Nabi Allah, 100 camels with the saddles, ya Rasulullah, 300 camels from his personal wealth. That is Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu. He brought 1,000 gold coins. Today we give our wife 1 Kruger coin, 2 Kruger coin. We did the biggest favor we did. 100 gold coins he brought. Some hadith say even 1,000 is mentioned in Bukhari Sharif. 1,000 gold coins he brought. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam was spinning it like this. Out of elation, the master alayhi salam was so elated and delighted. Oh Uthman, ma darra Uthman, ma amila ba'd al-yawm. Oh Uthman, no harm will come to you. You are the sahabi that you took your wealth, multi-millionaire, and you spent everywhere. When the ummah needed the masjid, so you were there. When the ummah needed horses and animals, you were there. When the ummah needed water, you were there. And now the logistics, you are there again. But what did the people, how you have people today who want to make negative and derogatory remarks of the sahaba? I want each one of you to remember this verse, Surah 9, chapter 9, Surah Tawbah, verse 79. When any person attacks the honest, the integrity and the honesty of the sahaba, Allah Jalla Wala defends them. الذين يلمزون المتطوعين من المؤمنين في الصدقات والذين لا يجدون إلا جهدهم فيسخرون منهم. Those who mocked and criticized and scoffed at the Sahaba when they were contributing, when they contributed substantial amount, they said, Ra'in, Mura'in, you're just showing off. And when the poor Sahaba came, 0.5 kilo, 1 kilo, days, you see, wasting time. So Allah says these are the pakka, satcha, true believers, and they doing this for the love of Allah. Those who mock them, for yaskharuna minhum, sakhir Allahu minhum. Allah will mock them, walahum adabun aleem, and for them is a painful, horrible, terrible punishment. Allah defending the honor and integrity of sahaba radiallahu anhu. Think about it. Sayyidina Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, 12 years ruling. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam already informed him, ya Usman, the time will come when people will want to remove the mantle of leadership from you. You must not allow it. Lo and behold, his last days on this earth, Sayyidina Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the army is at his disposal, the police at his disposal, but the enemies made propaganda, fabrication. They said he is practicing on nepotism, giving his family members jobs and giving them ministership and all, which were all lies in fact. Nevertheless, when they came and they martyred Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu, They would not allow him to go from his house to Masjid Nabawi. He asked them, who extended the masjid? They said, you. But he said, today you don't allow me. They said, there's no water in my house now. You'll even not allow it. But who gave the water and made it waqaf to the ummah? They said, you. But today we don't give you that also. He would ask them, who gave all this in the battle of Tabuk? They said, you. But today you want to murder me. So see, when the enemies Mufsideen came and what they did. His wife Naila, when the enemies entered, she took her fingers and tried to defend her honorable husband. They cut her fingers like this. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala placed Sayyidina Hassan, Sayyidina Hussein, and said, you guard him, Sayyidina Usman. But the enemies came and overpowered them. Go to Uzbekistan, my brothers. The miracle, the karamat of Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu warda. He is the third khalif of Islam and the third successor of Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When you go to the capital of Uzbekistan, Tashkent, then you go to the museum, you will find the Quran Sharif, which Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu was reading, and the blood stains and marks are still there. Allah Jalla Wala allowed it such that for you, O Usman, Dhun Nurain, the Quran Sharif will give shafa'a and bear the intercession on your behalf. When the enemies came and they attacked him, assassinated him, the blood gushed out and oozed out. Fasayakfikahumullah, wa huwa Sami'ul Alim. Allah is sufficient for you against them, against these perpetrators who committed this heinous crime. They had murdering Sayyidina Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu warda. Today if you go to Baqi, the Sahaba are buried right in front. But because of these Mufsideen and mischief makers, Sayyidina Usman's grave Mubarak is right in the ending. So why they did not want him to be buried with the Sahaba? Look at the enmity. So remember, read about the honorable Sahaba radiallahu anhu. Then we come to the Imams. We discuss Imam Abu Hanifa, Imam Shafi. Today we discuss Imam Malik rahimahullah. Do we know who's Imam Malik, my brothers? Imam Malik rahimahullah was born in Madinah Munawwara in the year 94 after Hijrah. And Imam Malik's intense love for Quran, for Sunnah, he never left Madinah Munawwara. Only once he left Madinah to perform his Hajj and he went to Makkah Mukarramah. His love for Medina and adab for Medina Munawwara, me and you, we will walk with our shoes, with our sandals. Imam Malik rahimahullah would not wear shoes and sandals in Medina Munawwara. People would ask him, oh Malik, why all this? He said, how can I walk? Maybe Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Qadam Mubarak went there and I placed my shoe sandals there. This is su'ul adab, this is bay adbi. When he used to teach a hadith, the master alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's court is there. This is what you see, the green fence by Sultan Qatibai. It came in the year 888 after Hijrah. In Imam Malik's time, he was born in 94. He passed away in the year 179. In the mid-80s, he was 84, 85 years old when he passed away. So everything was open. So you must remember, he had the sharaf and the honor of teaching hadith right next to Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Imam Malik rahimahullah, when Imam Shafi is his student, Imam Muhammad bin Hassan Shaybani of the Hanafi school is his student. What giants he had, all his students. He was called Malik al-Najmu al-Thaqib, the great star of hadith. Imam Bukhari rahimahullah was asked, Ya Bukhari, Muhammad bin Ismail, your Amirul Mu'mineen fil hadith, tell us which is the greatest chain of transmission. What he said, Imam Bukhari, Silsilatu Zahab, the golden chain. He said, Malik An-Nafi An Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu maqal qala Rasulullah sallallahu. Imam Malik narrates from Nafi. Nafi narrates from Abdullah ibn Umar. Today the world wants to attack Islam and Muslims. They say, you Muslims, you have slavery. We said, yes, there was slavery and Islam reformed it. I gave them the incident of Nafi. Abdullah ibn Umar, if you read his profile, A'ataqa alfa abdin wa atamara alfa marra. He performed 1,000 umrahs, and you must remember he liberated, emancipated 1,000 slaves as well. He told Nafi, go. Nafi said, I don't go. I stay here by you. He stayed by his ustad for decades and decades. And he became a great scholar of hadith. So much so Bukhari, Imam Bukhari rahimahullah states, it is the greatest chain in the entire corpus of hadith. Malik reporting from Nafi. Nafi reporting from Abdullah ibn Umar. Abdullah ibn Umar reporting from Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Study Islam, my brothers. Never be apologetic and never be compromising on Islam. We have the best. You have to share it with the rest. Imam Malik, rahimahullah, rendering the lesson. You know what Imam Malik used to do? When he used to come and teach, he used to wear new kurta, new serb every day. He was a very wealthy person. They asked him, Malik, what is this? He said, ta'aziman li sahibi hadha al-qabr. How can I come with such clothing that do not befit the master alayhi salam? I'm teaching his hadith and his old one if you want to call it. You tell Imam Shafi, take my kurta. You tell Imam Muhammad bin Hassan Shaybani, take. You take. And is to sit in the position, in the posture of the shahud. The scorpion would come and bite him, sting him. His face would become red, but he would not change position out of adab for Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That Imam Malik rahimahullah used to cry, Ya Allah, when I go and to relieve myself, I go outside the boundary of Medina. It must not happen, Ya Allah, I'm outside the boundary of Medina and my ruh goes away. Let me pass away in Medina Munawwara. Do we ever think of this? Just today I mentioned now, 3 incidents just for you. My brothers, do we know what is the plight of the Ummah? In Sri Lanka, you must remember today as I speak to you, the Muslim male, female, adult and children who die and pass away with COVID, their bodies are cremated. My students are there and they are the senior ulama, Mawana Fazil and them. They took a decision, we're not picking up our bodies. You, the Buddhist government, you must change your policy. See, you go to China, the Uyghur Muslims, what's happening? That everyone who's there in the concentration camp, by force, they have to take wine and swine. But every Muslim country is making business with them made in China. Who is there to speak for the oppressed Muslim throughout the world? The Arab countries taking our women and forcing them into prostitution and then normalizing ties with the apartheid regime of Israel so the Yahudi men can use the bodies of the Muslim Arab ladies. Do you call these people even Muslim, first of all? So my brothers, study the life of Sahaba, study the life of these honorable Imams. When Imam Malik rahimahullah, if you know the fiqh and the jurisprudence of Imam Malik, Imam Malik used to say, when you say Allahu Akbar takbir tahrima, then you make irsal, you leave your hands on the side, you don't make qabs, you don't fasten. One reason, there are many reasons. So some ulama, they don't leave anything. They discuss every point. They ask that, why did Imam Malik do that? That he was punished by the rulers. And remember, they tortured him. So he had great difficulty even in fastening his hands. And he would leave it. They ask Imam Malik, you wrote your magnum opus, Mu'tah Malik. This person is writing hadith, he's writing hadith. Malik bin Anas, rahimahullah, said, the one who writes for the love and pleasure of Almighty Allah, Jalla wa Ala, Allah will let his book remain for till the day of Qiyamah. Imam Malik passes away, 94 he's born, 179 he passes away, Hijrah. We in 1442, go to Hazrat Sheikh, Mawla Zakariya Nawwarallahu Marqadahu, 1981 he comes to Ramadan, here to Stinga, your province, and what do you see? First of Shaban, 1982, he passes away. When the Maliki scholars saw what Sheikh did, Hazrat Sheikh, he took the whole Mu'tah Malik and he wrote a commentary in Arabic, Awjazul Masalik. Then they came to Sheikh and kissed his hand and they said, Sheikh, you're a Hanafi scholar, but you did ihsan on us Malikis. So many things you wrote there of Imam Malik and his verdicts, we never even knew about it. So see how Allah uses. So Imam Malik's name throughout the world is shining. You go to North Africa, just in this week, one brother from Nigeria told me, please, I follow the Maliki school, and you must help me out. I said, send the questions, we'll help you out. So how many people in the world, you must remember, that they follow this Imam-e-Jaleel. But me and you, do we ever read 2 rakat salat for them? The Sahaba, the honorable imams of tafsir, of hadith and fiqh, honorable wives of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the awliyaullah, go to Iraq. There is a wali of Allah, Hazrat Ma'ruf Karkhi rahimahullah. We went to Pirane Pir, Sayyidina Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani's Mazar Mubarak. We went to Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi rahimahullah, Hazrat Sayyidul Taifa. We went to Hazrat Ma'ruf Karkhi's grave. Today I want to discuss him. He is born in a Christian home, Hazrat Ma'ruf Karkhi rahimahullah. And then when he went to school, the Christian teachers say, you must say God is three, Trinity. He stood up, he said, God is one, he's not three. Small boy. And again they tortured him, they hit him and all that. You must say three. He said, no, God one, Allah one. So then his parents also, he ran away. Subhanallah. Parents look for him everywhere, they can't find him. He embraces Islam, and after a long period, now he's learning more and more of Islam. His parents found him. He was in Nisapur there in Iran. The time it was Iran. So you must remember this. When he went there, the parents say, which religion you following? He said, Islam. He said, you follow Islam, we also become Muslim. The parents normally will cut off ties. But yet the parents saw the devotion, the sacrifice of their beloved son. Hazrat Ma'ruf Karkhi rahimahullah, his karamat became well known in Iraq, in Iran and all these parts of the world. So when you go there and you see, one day there was a boat and the people, youngsters, Muslims, like today, now the Sali season, you see people will have their music and then their girlfriend and boyfriend and then one bottle in the hand also. So the people told him, Hazrat Ma'ruf, look at these so-called Muslims. Make dua, Allah must drown them. So see, awliyaullah. What he did, he raised their hands. He said, Ya Allah, this nojawan, these children, yeah, this youth, they think they're enjoying themselves. You give them the lazzat of iman and let them enjoy the bounties of Jannah. When they heard this dua of this waliullah, then they said that this is our sheikh, and then they changed their life, and that is how he did. He challenged the people. Hazrat Ma'ruf Karkhi, we went to his grave, alhamdulillah. His grave Mubarak. He said, the day I die, because he came from a Christian background, he said, you Christians, you must pick up my body. Then we'll see what happens. The Christian came, they pick up, they couldn't pick up his body. They told the Jews, you come and pick up my body. He made wasiyat. They tried and pick up, they couldn't. They told the Muslims, then you must come and pick my body up. So show the world, Islam is the only true religion. See how much trust, me and you, anybody will pick up our body. But they place their trust on Almighty Allah. Ya Allah, show the world what is Islam. That Islam is the best for all times and all places. So my brothers, we are all facing huge, huge challenges. My message to you is very simple. That remember that during these holidays, make sure 3 things must happen. We cannot be missing our salat because it's holidays. It is non-negotiable. Remember that. Second one, our haya, our shame, our modesty. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, innal iman wal haya qurana'u jami'a. Our iman, our faith, you must remember, and iman and haya, shame, morality, modesty are 2 partners together. Idha rufiya ahaduhuma rufiya al-akhir. When one disappears, the other one also disappears. So always protect our shame, our haya, our modesty. Look at the homes that are breaking today. Every day I can show you my phone. There the wife will complain, my husband is addicted to pornography. My husband is addicted to the TV, to the movies. Oh, the wife also is addicted, Allah forbid. So what example we're leaving for our children, my brothers? When we look at our parents, subhanallah. So they were Allah fearing. They never had all this information. but they hate the love of Almighty Allah, the love of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the love of Deenul Islam. Today everything is just decreasing, and it leaves our body totally, outwardly and inwardly. So our salat, proper salat, not just up down, kiss the ground and back to town. That second one, our haya, our shame. Third one, make sure you know where your sons and daughters are. It is a silly season. We just give, we don't share the love with them. We buy their love. That we just give them, take the money, take the CD, take the cell phone, take the computer, take the car, take this. So he says, very good this is. I got freedom, I got my car, I got this, I got... Where is that interaction with the father, mother? Where is a parent to cry and tell beta, beti, sit here, come we make dua to Allah? Think about all this, brothers. I end off with this here. I want each one of you to understand this is very, very serious. Study the entire Quran Sharif. You must remember 6,236 verses, 114 surahs and chapters. What does Almighty Allah say regarding riba, regarding interest, regarding sood, regarding viaj? Almighty Allah states in Surah 2, verse number 279, فَإِن لَمْ تَفْعَلُوا فَأَذَنُوا بِحَرْبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. If you do not abstain from this interest, then be prepared for a war against Almighty Allah Jalla Wala and against Mustafa Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. I place this question to you and pose this question to you. Who can fight Almighty Allah? Who can fight Mustafa Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? If you want a life of barakah, a peaceful life, you want your children, your spouses to eat halal and tayyibah, get out of this capitalistic system in your private life. You must eradicate it and see how much barakah Allah will bless you with. The entire Quran, only one crime, Allah uses this. Study every hadith kitab. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anh, the greatest Shaykhul Hadith of this Ummah, when we look at the different chains of transmission, 5,374 ahadith. When we look at our mothers and the females, our mother Siddiqatu bintu Siddiq, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha, 2,210 ahadith. Only one place we find, one place only. You must remember, and that is for the awliyaullah. In South Africa you have awliyaullah. In Africa you have awliyaullah. In Arab world you have awliyaullah. Many a time we don't understand what they are doing, and then we cause them harm. I know of places in South Africa, they cause harm to the wali of Allah. Till today they can't find a proper imam. Imam, because the man was imam, and they troubled him, they did this, the man passed away. Dua he made him, whatever it is. Habibuna, hadith in Bukhari Sharif, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah Jalla wala states, hadith a Qudsi, what we call, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam states, Allah Jalla wala states, man aada li waliya. You cause harm to the wali of Allah. You have enmity, hatred against the wali of Allah. فَقَدْ آذَنْتُهُ بِالْحَرْبِ. I, Allah, I wage war against you. How dare you touch him? See, how many times we cause so many people harm. And we take it so light also. So imagine, remember Quran Sharif. Sunnah Mubarakah is very, very serious, is our iman on that. Sahaba, you, O Ummah, must know. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, إِذَا رَأَيْتُمُ الَّذِينَ يَسُبُّونَ أَصْحَابِي. When you see people cursing, swearing, and abusing my beloved students and companions, then فَقُولُوا, then say, when people on drugs, people are in fornication, adultery, and whatever, you will say, Allah give hidayat. Ya rahmatul lil alamin sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, you must say, la'anatullahi ala sharrikum. Allah's curse be upon you for the evil you are perpetrating. Rawahu Tirmidhi, Imam Tirmidhi has mentioned it. So when it comes to sahaba, there is nothing negotiable. And when it comes to awliyaullah, we must defend the honor of the awliyaullah. And speaking about the real awliyaullah, not people today who think they are awliyaullah. So my brothers, that each one of us, we don't know whether we will see 2021 or not. So make tawbah now, repent now. When the sun used to go down, the great mufti of this ummah, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu an, his face used to become so somber and serious. His students would ask him, "Ya Abdullah, what happens to you at sunset?" If you want a reference of this, open Qimatu Zaman Indal Ulama by Sheikh Abdul Fattah Abu Ghudda, you will find it there. He used to say, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, faqihu hadhil ummah, one of the great jurors and muftis of this ummah, he said, naqasa fihi ajali, my lifespan is shrinking and decreasing, walam yazid fihi amali, and my good deeds and righteous actions are not increasing. Think about that, my brothers. May Almighty Allah protect the Haramain Sharifain and Majlul Aqsa. Allah Jalla Wala make this musalla with our brother Haji Muhammad Ikhlas and the whole capital group. Allah make this in their parents' lifetime a masjid, inshaAllah. And inshaAllah, Allah Ta'ala, for him everything is easy. And remember, Allah keep all our masajid abad and open all times, inshaAllah. And make special dua for our brothers, sisters in China, in Sri Lanka, in Kashmir, Palestine, Yemen. So many problems they are going through. We in comfort zone. So may Almighty Allah make our khatima on iman. Wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.